you missed the World Championships of Freestyle Wrestling. It took place over the weekend in New York. And among the contestants, Patricia Miranda, a top contender in the 46-kilo division. That's 101 in pounds.
Almost every day in practice or every competition, I get it in a real glimpse into myself. And, you know, it's those moments where you know, did I fight or did I run?
After a long struggle, women's wrestling is set to become the only new Olympic sport at the 2004 Summer Games in Athens, Greece. Reporter Jesse Graham got on the mat with the U.S. women's wrestling team during a practice before the championships.
Someone once messed with Tina George. Once.
And this guy started making kissy faces at me. And by the end of that practice, that guy was scared to go to the locker room to get his clothes. I was kind of confrontational because I felt like I had to stick up for myself, otherwise it might happen again.
She's 24 years old, a private first class in the U.S. Army, 5 feet tall, and second in the world at 55 kilos, 121 pounds. She started wrestling when she was 17 with the boys.
I was a wrestling statistician, and I took score for the wrestling team. And one day during a scrimmage, I saw a girl wrestling from another school, and she was beating up some of the guys on our team. And I looked at her, she just looked like a normal girl, and I've got all these muscles. I was like, I could beat her up.
Pick up the intensity now.
Fresh off a gold medal sweep at the Pan Am Games in August, the seven members of the U.S. World Team are practicing at the New York Athletic Club. They're getting ready for the World Championships, the first qualifier for the 2004 Games. They move with a quiet intensity on the soft red mat.
Stay in your stances.
The team to beat is Japan, the defending world champions. In countries like Japan, female wrestlers are celebrities, but the sport still has a long way to go in the U.S., where there are about 100 all-girls high school teams and 6 varsity women's programs at the college level. In some places, parents protest when girls try to join the boys' wrestling team. Then there are the jokes.
What, you guys do it in mud or oil?
Patricia Miranda is the U.S. hope for Olympic gold in the 48-kilo division, 105 pounds. As an eighth grader, she picked wrestling over soccer or basketball because it was difficult for her.
So I went home like that night or that first week, and I'm like, man, I gotta go back and make sure I don't suck at this.
Miranda went to Stanford University, where she became the first woman to wrestle with men at the Division I level. She's deferred entrance to Yale Law School to go for Olympic gold.
Now with the recognition of the Olympics, it's going to be much easier for those marginal, you know, people to get started, you know. When, you know, everybody in their hometown is saying, oh, you can't. You know, they're going to be able to look to the Olympics or look to heroes that this Olympics is going to make and say, yes, I can.
Just before they headed off to the showers, I got up the nerve to ask Tina George and Patricia Miranda to show me a move.
You're going to drop. You're going to step. You're going to punch. Okay.
I think you're a natural.
It's too late for me. But the U.S. women's wrestling team wants to inspire a whole new generation of female athletes. They're hoping the Olympics will help the sport become a mainstream choice for little girls. In New York, I'm Jesse Graham for Day to Day.
Well, can I just try a hold?
Sure.
Okay.
At the Olympic qualifying championships in New York over this weekend, the U.S. women's team won a medal in every weight class and came in second overall to the Japanese team.